under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Thursday, May 21st, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by a new sponsor. We just picked up Brian Bush, Northern Michigan Honey, up in Pickford, Michigan. Greatly appreciate Brian and the product he makes. The best tasting honey by far in Northern Michigan, I believe, number one. Unbelievable. Text me honey and I will send you back Brian's contact information. You'll be able to get a hold of him directly there in Pickford, Michigan, in the UP. 906-440-4363. Text me honey and I'll send you his information. He will hook up with you, deliver it to you, mail it, ship it, whatever you need to do. Fantastic product. Love it in my coffee, my mushroom coffee every single morning. Love it, love it, love it. Lots of stories to share with you today. Honestly, don't know if we're going to get through all of it, but we're going to start off with Selfridge Air Force Base. Michigan State Senate unanimously passed a $152 million spending bill on a new runway for Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County without any changes. A move that meets House Speaker Matt Hall's deadline to get the funding through before June 1st. Senate Democrats had initially talked about tying House Bill 4572 to other spending items. Some of the work projects House Republicans canceled from the budget last winter, for example. The upper chamber has held the Selfridge Air funding bill since early March in hopes that something could be worked out. But Hall was not interested in bargaining. Selfridge is in the district of one of the Senate's most politically vulnerable members, Senator Kevin Hertel, Democrat of St. Clair Shores. As far as Hall was concerned, if the Dems wanted to turn House Bill 4572 into a Christmas tree and watch the House cut it down, they could do that. But Hall threatened that Hertel would pay a huge political price. Well, instead, the Democrats took the threat to heart and voted on a clean bill. They let it pass unanimously and gave Hertel the spotlight in doing so. Coincidentally, Hall then canceled a previous scheduled press conference or yesterday afternoon. This is critically important, not only to the region, but to the state where I live. This handles problems for the entire state of Michigan, Hertel said. We're talking about nearly $1 billion in economic activity generated from the base. It interconnects with multiple military assets across the state, whether we're talking about Battle Creek, Alpena, or Grayling. They all interconnect, and without Selfridge and this new mission, all that would be in jeopardy. $152 million is coming from the general fund. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Short break. We'll be right back.
$47.47, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helps save the choice auto industry. Now he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. $47.47.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Continuing on with this Selfridge Air Force Base money, $152 million is coming from the general fund as a special supplemental bill this spring. The money will be made available prior to June 1st, which is what the Speaker of the House has been calling on for months. Well, in the Senate chamber, after Hertel got up and gave this statement about how important suffrage is not only to Macomb County, but the bases in Battle Creek, Alpena, and Grayling, basically the entire state of Michigan. Well, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who's running for governor, was recognized by the chair, took the podium, and asked the senators, what took so long? This should have been taken care of 2.5 months ago. It took pressure from the Speaker of the House to force this body to do its job. Based on the fact that last year, Speaker Hall, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, asked President Donald Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for the new fighter mission to be based at Selfridge Air Force Base, which would basically wrap up the assignment of this mission. President Trump overrode Air Force objections and committed 21 F-15EX fighter jets to be housed at Selfridge Air Force Base here in Michigan. To make sure everything is set up before Trump leaves office, opening up the possibility that a new president would change course, Speaker Hall wants to get the ball rolling on runway improvements that are needed to accommodate the new jets. Nesbitt continued, after pushing the issue down the road all spring, Speaker Hall set a hard deadline of June 1st to get the funding in place so that the crews could begin construction this year as opposed to next year. And it took the threat of a Democrat state senator losing his seat to get this body to do something. This is unacceptable. And it's unacceptable to the people of the entire state of Michigan. Shame on you. Mic drop. Eric Nesbitt walked away from the podium. Well, Governor Whitmer has signaled her support for the bill and is expected to sign it when it reaches her desk. In a public statement, she celebrated the passage, calling it a bipartisan win that will grow the state's economy and make the country safer. She, of course, highlighted her work with the federal partners and the congressional delegation to upgrade the runways, taxiways, and the new hangars that are necessary to provide the state's portion of the funding to make sure that this will be ready for 2028. Whitmer's official statement said, quote, today we landed the plane. Delivering this funding by June 1st was critical to securing the fighter mission and protecting Selfridge Air Force Base for the future. This supplemental is more proof than when we work across the aisle and focus on the issues that matter to Michigan families, we can make a difference. End quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Last night, in a press conference, Speaker Hall said that he was very pleased with the outcome. Quote, they moved a clean bill, just like I said they would. I came here several months ago and I told all of you that we had to do this. We had to get this done in order to guarantee the mission is completed. We saw Democrats come up with all kinds of ridiculous excuses to criticize, delay, and obstruct the vote. We saw all of it. And in the end, the Democrats gave in. They passed it just like I said they would. They sat on this for over 2 months. In the end, they made no changes to the bill. And they sent it back just like they should have months ago. Tonight, I'm very optimistic that we are going to get this done and bring those jets home to Selfridge. State Representative Ron Robinson, Republican of Utica, who sponsored the original House bill, said he was over the moon today and that it's going to provide jobs actually all over the state with consistent revenue. I don't think people understand what a big deal it is to have a state-of-the-art fighter jets based in Southeast Michigan. This is going to be a huge boom for the economy, not just in Southeast Michigan, but for the entire state. Other bases, military operations in the state of Michigan will all benefit. From Battle Creek to Grayling to Alpena, Selfridge Air Force Base will be referred to as the Miramar of the Midwest. State Representative Alicia St. Germain, Republican of Harrison Township, who represents the district where Selfridge Air Force Base is located, said she was glad that no politics and no pork, quote unquote, got in the way, though she still felt it shouldn't have taken this long. Regardless, she was satisfied the Senate fully came to their senses and decided to push this through, quote unquote, said Germain. The U.S. House on Friday in Washington, D.C., approved $162 million at the request of U.S. Congressman John James. $110 million to be added to the state's portion for runway improvements, plus $24 million for the taxiway Bravo and $28 million for the taxiway Alpha. This $162 million from Washington, even though it was $10 million more than what the state approved, matches federal funds with state funds. James, in making a statement, thanked everyone in Washington and the president for approving this money for this mission. We needed to get this done at the federal level, and I'm glad to see that the state got it done on their end, said James. But here's the bottom line, folks. And I totally applaud Speaker Matt Hall and his Republican Majority Caucus. They stood firm. When they passed by party partisan lines only the House bill backed months ago, House Bill 4572, only Republicans voted for it. Not one Democrat voted for this. And you have to understand that the only reason the Senate Democrats put it up for a vote because they control the Senate was because the Republicans were totally prepared to run a very good candidate against Hertel for the state Senate. They wanted to run TV ads that Hertel killed the new fighter jets coming to Selfridge Air Force Base, that he and the Senate Democrats killed this project, this mission. And as a result, we need a new Republican state senator. And this issue alone could have defeated Hertel. Giving up their precious two-seat majority was not something they were interested in doing. Matt Hall, the speaker, stood strong, wasn't going to budge. Nope, you're not going to add any more pork barrel spending to this bill. Pass it the way it is. Well, understanding totally the effect of what could possibly happen in November, the Democrats caved in. Just like Matt Hall said they would 2.5 months ago. A minority leader in the Senate, Eric Nesbitt, he's dead on accurate. What took so long? This could have been done 2.5 months ago, but you guys had to play games and make all kinds of threats and play all these games with adding all this pork barrel spending into the bill, and in the end, you didn't get it. This is a win for the taxpayers of Michigan. Democrats didn't like the tactics used by Hall, but he said, I'm not here to make friends. Final words at his press conference last night. I'm here for the people of the state of Michigan, the taxpayers, and we're going to make sure things get done the right way. So, great news for Macomb County, southeastern Michigan, and even the other military bases here in the state of Michigan. Camp Grayling, Alpena, Battle Creek, and others are all going to benefit from those fighter jets being here. Now, some people claim that this puts a target on Macomb County. I don't think you understand the military's capabilities. The Golden Dome that President Trump is going forward with, well, Selfridge is going to have its own Golden Dome to protect not only the base, but the state. From a national security point of view, this will absolutely increase security, military protection of the entire state of Michigan, especially southeastern Michigan, where we have the largest population of our state. So, congratulations to Matt Hall and the Republicans. The Democrats in the Senate finally did the right thing. And of course, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to try to claim most of the victory. In the end, she has to sign the bill. Well, June 1st is coming, and so is the runways at Selfridge Air Force Base. We're going to talk about who potentially may not be on the August 4th ballot. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering